down the road on a bridge with his fishing pole. There's a soldier hugging his dad after getting home. There's a man in his overalls plowing across his piece of ground. You don't have to look far, all you gotta do is look around. This is NRA country, we love the stars and stripes. This is NRA country, we love the outdoor life. We hunt and fish and teach our kids not to live life in a hurry. It's where I was raised. This is NRA.
Welcome back, a little NRA country, baby. Thank you for joining us here at the Campfire, Midwest Outdoor Studios, from the bunker. This is your handsome but yet humble host, Ray Ian Pina, with Matty G. The Vogler Vogler's in the Oval Office. He's left us for a while. Matt's still here with us. Missouri Wild and Wonderful, beautiful picture book. Welcome back, Matt.
Thank you, Ray.
This gentleman we're getting ready to come on is the editor of that magazine you have right there, Midwest Outdoors. That's the August issue. Let's do a little intro for this guy.
You are turned on to Midwest Outdoors magazine. Since 1967, helping people enjoy the outdoors. It all starts right here, right now.
Hey, don't you have a little something for him?
Well, what does this guy look like, anyways?
Oh, he's a little guy, kind of funny looking.
Uh-huh. In what way?
Oh, just in a general kind
general
of way.
General kind of way.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Hey, Mark, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Raymond. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I missed that open. You know, I haven't heard that for a few weeks, so happy to hear it.
Yeah. August issue, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, on the shelves, baby, in the mailbox. Tell us about it.
It's on the stand, yes. So, you know, August. Let's talk about August because they call it the dog days of summer.
Right.
It's, you know, very close to fall, and believe it or not, we have an article by Ray I in the August issue that talks about not only our spring media hunt, but also fall turkey hunting coming up faster than you think. So I wanted to just get that out there right away. If you're into turkey hunting, we never take a break in Midwest Outdoors, and we have Ray I writing for us every month. But when it comes to fishing, we have there's so much that it never ends. And I have to think hard to think about what to talk about. But I want to talk about a story written by our digital editor, Dave Mull, and this is a guy who's been writing for 35 years or more. I mean, he's a veteran, and he writes for all of the big magazines, and he's on our staff now. He's looking at the ultimate Midwest finesse bait known as the Ned Rig. There's a guy named Ed Keady from Kansas who invented the Ned Rig, and he talks about, Dave Mull writes a story all full of original thinking on his part on how you can fish this bait, and I'm telling you, Missouri anglers, all around, everybody around this whole region will love that story. You've got to read that one. And then if you're a bass fisherman, Joe Booker, who's another Hall of Famer, has written us a story about swim jigs. And a lot of people know about swim jigs and they use them. But Joe Booker is giving us all these details about how swim jigs, if you're a bass fisherman, can literally replace spinner baits, shallow running crankbaits, and even weedless soft plastics.
Wow.
You have to read the swim jigs for bass piece in the August issue. I also want to tell everybody, if you're in the market for a shotgun, a rifle, a bow, or any kind of archery accessories, we have two gear reviews in the August issue talking about shotguns and rifles, and then another one on bows and archery accessories. So that we look at equipment every month also, and that's what we got going on in August. I also want to point out Tim Chelsvik.
Tiny Tim.
He's a regular columnist for us in Midwest Outdoors now. He's writing about bow fishing, which a lot of us do, and it's a big month for it in August. It's all about what kind of energy you need in order to be effective. And as you know, everybody knows, Tim's a thinker. You know, he's known as the thinking woodsman. And this is a really good column on, he calls it kinetic bow fishing.
Kinetic. That's interesting.
kinetic. Yeah, you have to pick up the August issue to find out what he means.
Okay.
By that.
Oh, you're not going to give it away. I see how you are. That's cool.
Yeah. You know, see what I did there?
You did good. You did good. Vogelvogler's back.
Well, I've got
Vogelvogler's back. Hey, he was in the Oval Office. Hey, say hello to Mr. Strand, our editor of Midwest Outdoors Magazine.
Hi, Uncle Marky. How are you doing today?
Hey, Vogue, I would ask you that same thing because we were all pulling for you after the surgery and very happy to have you back in the bunker.
Yes, indeed. We're kind of glad he's back, too. You missed the Deer Stand sandwiches this morning, buddy.
Really? Yeah. Oh, don't tell me something.
Okay,
like
okay,
that.
Okay. Go ahead.
One other thing I wanted to mention is that I'm all out of Thomas coffee, so I'm drinking this Brand X coffee, and I feel like I don't quite have the edge that I need for this. It's just not going to last.
I think that means that we need to get a hold of Jim Covington. We need to get you an order of coffee sent up to you to Minnesota.
Oh, my God. I think so. You know, they could make it through the snowbanks and,
yeah,
and get it all the way up here to me, and that'd be great.
I mean, you're in Minnesota. You should be thawing out about now.
It's happened. It happened. But we had one day this week, believe it or not, where the high temperature was 59 degrees. It was in the 40s in the morning. It was pathetic. So I wanna do a shout-out to something that's really, really cool. If we have anybody who's listening right now, it's intended, I would say, primarily for younger people who are thinking about this, but no matter what age you are, if you've ever dreamed of getting a job in the fishing business, in other words, you want to be anything from a fishing guide to a conservation officer to an outdoor writer, filmmaker, et cetera, there's a fishing careers workshop. It's the best thing of its type I've ever seen attempted. A guy named Al Lindner, famous Hall of Fame, legendary angler, guy who was a cover guy for us at Midwest Outdoors a while back, and his son Troy Lindner, who is also a tournament fisherman and a media guy, they're going to be emceeing a full day of a thing called the Fishing Careers Workshop, and it's going to be held in Brainerd, Minnesota. They got special rates for a hotel room right at Craigan's Resort there on Gull Lake and near Brainerd. That's coming up on Saturday, October 28th. If you know someone, if you know a young person who is interested in a career in the fishing or that general outdoor business, this is going to be a one-day, all-intensive class that can change their lives. I'm not making this up. The people that they have coming to talk, it's just unbelievable. And if somebody wants information on this, just go to your computer or your smartphone, go to mycampfish.com. mycampfish.com.
That's easy enough. That's easy enough.
Yeah, it is. And it's really, and I believe, in fact, I'm fairly certain that if an adult signs up, kids 18 and younger are free.
Okay.
So a father, son, father, daughter.
Oh, so I could bring the Vogelvogler. Yeah, that's cool. Well, that's mental capacity. I'm sorry. All right.
You and Vogue can be right in the front row taking notes, except I think you might be doing a little fall media.
I'll be in the Ozarks in the hills, buddy. Yeah.
Turkey gobbler hunt at that same time, right?
Yep. Give us your website, how people can get a subscription to this magazine, Midwest Outdoors.
Yes. So we invite people to come to MidwestOutdoors.com. That's where you're going to find all kinds of stuff to look at, read, listen to, watch, et cetera. Or you can call 800-606-3474. That's a subscription line that will allow you to sign up for the magazine. We would love to have you subscribe to it. We put our heart and soul into this thing. About 200 articles every month, and it never ends. It's just really good stuff.
It is good stuff. Cool. Hey, we got a guest in here with us, Matt Miles. He's got a great book. He's a photographer. Say hi to Matt, and if you ever need some photographs, you can get them from this guy.
Hey, Matt. How are you?
Hey.
You know what? I saw a notice about that book in my email inbox, and it looked absolutely beautiful. It looked like a labor of love and something that took a lot of time to produce.
It sure did. I thank you for the comments, Mark. Yeah, good to meet you via over the air, but nonetheless, love your product and We'll have to try to get together one of these days.
All right.
Yeah, so how about we make a connection, Raymond, if you could facilitate that.
I'll take care of that. I'll take care of that. Okay, brother, thank you for coming on. We're against a hard break. We got to get out of here, okay? Thanks for being on the show with us, Mark.
Appreciate the time. Yeah, yeah. Keep doing what you're doing. This is really good stuff.
All right, brother. Thank you. See you, Mark. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
All right, boys and girls.
Bye, guys.
We need to go to break because Peanut needs to go potty.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
We'll see you on the other side.